With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As we are a little less than 24 hours away from the kickoff of the Super Bowl, we continue our breakdown of the game. We've taken a look at the Chiefs offense versus the San Francisco defense. Today, we're going to take a look at the Niners offense versus the Chiefs defense. And we'll have the final breakdown on Super Bowl Sunday morning for you as a complete breakdown with a pick on the game. A reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns on World of Football, College Football, NFL, LandryFootball.com is where you want to go to get it. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. It's the best package we have. It's the 12-month package. And as I said, the best deal that we have going. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. NFL, college football, free agency, the draft, recruiting, transfer portal, all the X's and O's. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes on the college or NFL level, we got you covered. And listen, the scouting season offer gets you through not only through the rest of this offseason and into the draft process, takes you all the way through next football season, NFL season, college season, you name it, we got it. Look, recruiting, transfer portal, the draft, even free agency, that is all year round in terms of what we cover and analyze on LandryFootball.com. During the season is obviously got the games and the breakdowns of the game. So we got it all for you at LandryFootball.com. Check it out. Take advantage of our scouting season offer today. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The 49ers offense probably has the best collection of players. McCaffrey's as good a running back as he is in the league. George Kittle is one of the top two or three tight ends in the league. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk are both top 10 receivers in my view. And let's not to mention that Trent Williams is in what he's brought to it. With McCaffrey and Ayuk and Deebo and Kittle and Williams all on the field, you know, the Niners are averaging over 7 yards per play when they're all there. They have a success rate of 52% and an expected points added play per play of 0.21. All good metrics that tell you when they are all on the field and they're all healthy, they're in really good position. The league-leading numbers in those metrics are 6.5 per play. They're all ahead by the Niners. They're a very talented team, and they're healthy for the final game. It isn't just about the players. It's about how they're utilized and deployed, and Kyle Shanahan is very good at doing that. In fact, he's one of the very best. Two of the best play callers and play designers in all of football amongst the two head coaches in this game. By the way, both of these guys run their offense and are the final decision makers on the roster. So people will say, well, you know, you can't have a head coach do this, can't have it. No, no, no. You have the right guy. That's how you do it. Some can't do it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some care. These two do it well. Kyle is who acquired and developed some of the league's defining skill players and the sort of coach who can maximize it. The big key is how they do it. No team runs more condensed formations than the 49ers. Their average formation width this season is 19.9 yards, which is the lowest of any offense and the lowest ever from a Shanahan-led 49ers team. The 49ers' commitment to condensed formation is a byproduct of their longstanding offensive philosophy. Look like you're going to run the football at all times. And oh, by the way, they're going to run it pretty often, but look like you're going to run it every time. Put an extra back in the backfield. No team runs more two-back personnel than the Niners. Put tight ends in the core of the formation. Pull wide receivers close to the line so that they can contribute as blockers and get under center and pound the ball. Defenses look at this formation, and they see the 21 personnel with fullback Kyle Juszczyk on the field and think, run, respect the run, defend the run. That's what the Lions did in the NFC Championship game when they put four down defensive linemen and three linebackers on the field. Base 4-3, which the Chiefs defense loves to use. And look how the 49ers responded. When you put only four defensive backs on the field, you'll really struggle to play zone coverage. All of your linebackers will have to be aggressive against the run threat, which means that play action will really hurt them. And even if they do get to their zones, they're linebackers. They're not equipped to run with the sort of athletes that the 49ers have at tight end at running back. So the Lions ended up playing man coverage, and Shanahan had all the room in the world for Samuel over the middle of the field. This is incredibly easy to see on the chalkboard, but somehow made easier on the field by the 49ers personnel. If you watch Deebo win the ball in the dig window against a sinking linebacker, you see what I'm talking about. Then you can watch the threat of Deebo winning the dig route, pulling the safety away from the quick post to Ayuk on the other side of the field. Then you see the dip on Brock Purdy's chip when he finds Kittle on the seam between the split safeties. Then watch all of the explosive McCaffrey runs, which are just like runs that are supposed to be easier to stop but aren't. All of this has come from a condensed set. The 49ers get all of their skill position players involved in the run. And then on the very next play, from the same tight formation, they drop back and hit an explosive pass. You are well and truly challenged if you're not prepared to defend both the run and the pass out of those sets. They don't tip you off.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then when they do that, there's more that they do. They're getting empty sets with all eligible receivers lined up outside the backfield. The team that runs the most condensed sets in the league also runs the six most empty sets in the league. Nobody runs more empty on third and long than the Niners. They average 10 yards per play out of empty. They're one type of offense the majority of the time, and when they want to be, they'll become the whole other type of offense with the exact same personnel. It is really impressive with what they do. Another example is a sequence that San Francisco ran against the Chiefs last year, a game, by the way, that the Chiefs won. That shows how creative he is, though. On the first play, the Niners are in 21 personnel, two backs, a tight end, two wide outs, using a nice tight formation to run a play action pass. Classic Shanahan. On the very next play, though, with the same personnel on the field, they spread the Chiefs in an empty set. Linebacker Willie Gay, who defended the run well just one play ago, is now a liability in zone coverage. That's demanded by his spread set. The 49ers offense morphed, but the defense could morph in return. In the day and age of matching up your personnel defensively to their personnel on offense, they say, we're going to keep the same personnel and do different things formationally with the same personnel. Tough to do, but they've done it. And it's all due to Kyle's decision-making and personnel on getting the players for it. He has a staff, and Lynch works for him, and it used to be Adam Peters, who's now with Washington. Do a good job acquiring guys, but Kyle's really the key guy there and is the guy making the final decisions on personnel. San Francisco's been more willing and able this season to spread things out when defenses load up with run defenders. Because of that, I don't think we'll see Spagnuolo use a lot of base personnel on Sunday. In last year's game, the Chiefs defensive coordinator Matt Shanahan's heavier personnel grouping with a nickel on about half the snaps. I expect that number to go up for the Super Bowl now that the 49ers pose more of a passing threat with that fully formed offense. Ahead of last season's matchup, which came on the heels of a Chiefs loss to the Bills' pass-first attack, Spagnuolo admitted that his primary focus would be stopping San Francisco's run. They played that way. They knew Buffalo's running the ball was probably going to happen. With this team coming up, you got to get back to playing the run and forcing them in the third and long. So, yeah, you're going to concede the Gay versus Kittle matchup if it means better run defense. But last season, Shanahan didn't have the ability to toggle between the spread and condensed set as freely as he does now. That's where Purdy has made his biggest contribution to the team. His ability to slither out of the pocket through stretched-out defenses is what gives the 49ers a plan B if the coverage wins out. Well-covered plays are turning into modest gains for San Francisco rather than sacks or interceptions, which gives Shanahan more confidence in calling plays, and it makes it difficult for opponents to put a bunch of linebackers on the field. And it's due mainly, majority-wise, to the play of the quarterback. Spagnuolo will have a different approach. If he loads the box and plays single high, he'll fail just like all the defensive coordinators that tried that before him. That's the trap.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
That Shanahan wants defenses to fall in. If I were Spags, I'd opt to play more too high with a decent amount of blitzing to try to create negative plays in the run game or speed up Purdy's clock. Purdy has been the NFL's best quarterback against the blitz this season, but Spagnuolo's blitzing style is unique across the league. paired with a five-man rush with two high zone coverage on 90 snap this season, that's 45 more than the next closest team. They do it more often and, as a result, better. They'll do it against condensed formations with two corners flying off the edge. Spagnuolo has many creative ways to present this two-zone coverage, whether it's with four- or five-man pressures. His style works particularly well against empty formation, and Kansas City defended those formations about as well as any team this season, averaging 0.22 defensive efficiency per dropback with a 70% success rate. Both were top five marks against empty sets during the regular season. My biggest concern for Kansas City in this game defensively would be the loss of Charles Oyemanu, who tore his ACL in the AFC Championship game against Baltimore. He provided a constant supply of pressure and a solid presence in the run game. His absence is going to hurt. And losses suffered early in the season, including defensive tackle Derek Nnadi and safety Brian Cook. Overall, I'd say this version of the defense is more talented than the one San Francisco saw last year. Trent McDuffie, who emerged as one of the best slot defenders in the NFL, didn't play in the game in 22. George Kalafatis wasn't the contributor he's become. Jerry Sneed has taken another step forward and might be the best player on the defense right now. Leo Chenal has carved out a nice role. Drew Tranquil has provided some useful reps. It's not a list of household names. Kansas City's kicker might be the fourth most famous player on the team, but this defense has a lot of dudes who can carry out the job. It reminds me a lot of Bill Belichick's defenses in New England. After a win against the Ravens, Spagnuolo said the defense had the highest number of cerebral, passionate players he's ever been around. They take a game plan and work it. The 49ers offense may be the most complete and talented in the NFL. It's a nightmare for defensive coordinators. Kansas City has one of the few coordinators and defenses that could be up to the challenge, which is why I feel that while all the talk is about Patrick Mahomes and what he can do and how he won't be denied, the game will be decided San Francisco's offense against Kansas City's defense and who wins this matchup. That is going to determine it. Get the Niners playing from behind. I don't think they're going to come back like they did against Detroit or Green Bay. I think Kansas City is more capable with their running game and with their quarterback play to put a team away. But I don't know that Kansas City's going to score a ton of points. I think it's going to be about ball control and efficiency in the red zone. This game will be close, and it's really going to come down to how well this Chiefs offense defends this Niners. Chiefs defense defends this Niners offense. That's a look at this matchup. Again, if you want to see hear about the Chiefs offense against the Niners defense, head on over, check out that podcast, which you can get all of our podcasts by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Want more breakdowns of the game of football, college football, NFL, in season, out of season, from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective? We got you covered at LandryFootball.com. So check it out today. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have on tap for you. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Reminder, we'll bring you the final breakdown of the Super Bowl game, along with some picks on our Sunday podcast. So make sure to look out for that. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.